Martin, you're the head teacher of St Paul's Primary School in White Inch in Glasgow. Can I congratulate you on the song you and your staff and your children have produced, and thank you very much on behalf of Glasgow Churches for their performance, the style and the quality of all that they did at the St Mungo 14th Centenary Dinner. How did it all begin?
Started out as many things do, in a totally different direction, and my staff, teachers, planned, involved the community, planned the whole thing, came up with the idea, and we ended up with this wonderful song that every time I hear it, I hear the children singing it, still brings an emotional response and a tear to my eye. But none of it would have happened at all if it wasn't for the wonderful leadership that has been taken on by members of staff and one member of staff in particular.
Well done, well done. And Marie, you were both an initiator and a creator with the others whom you motivated, with your friend, the singer, Laura McGee. Why did you choose a song?
Well, for the past number of years, I have developed the music curriculum within St Paul's Primary, but I felt that one of the things that I had never done with the children was to go through the songwriting process. I involved Laura and Phil because we had worked with them previously on the One Scotland project, and it had been an excellent experience for the children. So Laura's involvement, I felt, would bring something that I personally couldn't offer. However, it was only meant to be about the experience of writing a song, and we were blown away by what we actually did manage to produce together.
The fish and the ring in the river, the bell and the bird in the tree. Our city will flourish forever. St. Mungo's, we give to me.
And what was the process of producing it like? The children clearly enjoyed it, or they wouldn't have lasted the piece. tell us a bit about the process.
Well, the process involved Laura and Phil coming into the school in January after Christmas, when everyone was a bit flat. And originally, Laura, Phil and I and the class teacher, Lisa Brown, really fired a lot of ideas off one another, and the children sort of watched the modelling of it. Then that produced the first verse as an example. But then they all went home and thought about what they would like to put in the song. So on day two, all of the ideas were flooding in. So what we did was we put them all up on the smart board and moved them around and put them into verses. And it was amazing because the children started to really debate, oh, that word doesn't fit in with the others and you should put that idea first, oh, that makes more sense. So they really got on board with writing the lyrics. And Laura, Phil and I wrote the melody.
Children in Glasgow now are not just Glaswegians, they're also new Glaswegians as well as the traditional Glaswegians. Did this affect the writing of the song? How many different ethnic backgrounds did you have involved?
Well, our school population is made up of too many ethnic backgrounds for me to even count. And really that was part of the inspiration behind the original project, was that all of these children, maybe they didn't particularly feel Scottish because of their family background, but their one true commonality was that they all belonged to Glasgow, and that was what we wanted to work on.
Did you feel that their invitation to perform in the City Chambers at the Mullan Diner Award and then later at the St Mungo Dinner, was that something particularly appropriate for them with their experience?
can I say we were absolutely flattered to be asked to come and perform at the dinner, as we were at the Mullen Diner. When the song was originally written in the January, later in the month we went to a celebration of the life of St Mungo for children called Mungo's Bairns, and Martin suggested to the organiser of the concert that we had this new song that would be perfect. And it was really by performing originally at the first Mungo's Bairns show that the song was picked up by the council and taken forward and developed in the way that it was, so that now it's a resource that's available for all of the city.
Marvellous, Marie. The children clearly have a love for Glasgow now, but how do they what sense do they have of St Mungo himself?
Well, there has been a big push in recent years for children to learn more about the city that they live in, and one aspect of that is looking at the Glasgow's coat of arms and finding out more about the life of St Mungo, which personally I think is very worthwhile. So when we came to write the song, the children already had this knowledge and they felt it was something that they really wanted to add into the song.
Having given and enjoyed the experience with the children, what ideas have you for the future?
I don't know if we're able to tell that, are we?
It's a state secret at the moment. No, well, we would hope that the children of Glasgow, not just the children of St Paul's, now that it's out there in the city and many children are singing this song in school, which is a great honour for us, we would hope that the Commonwealth Games is maybe possibly the opening ceremony. We would like a huge band of children from the schools of Glasgow singing together. We also have another very important engagement in early July as part of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. The children are singing at a celebration in George Square, which is a great honour for the school as well.
There's a slight sadness there as well, though, in that the children that actually wrote the song are now coming to the end of their first year in secondary school, and they sadly didn't get to perform at all these wonderful events, although they still happily, proudly lay ownership to the song, and they all have copies on CD and DVD.
I noticed in the City Chambers when you performed at the St Mungo dinner, you had some past pupils playing the piano and taking part in a variety of ways. Let's hope that will be sustained for the Queen in George Square. Congratulations to St Paul's Primary and to yourselves and to all the children involved in a marvellous sign of the times of Glasgow's rebirth. Thank you very much.